Welcome to a new SD blog post. This is Neochrome GPU, new 2.5D accelerator with massive hardware optimizations for rich UIs on STM32. As SD continues to improve the graphical performances of its microcontrollers, we are announcing today Neochrome GPU, a new graphic processing unit within certain STM32 U5s. The technology optimizes animations such as flips, spins, scaling, zooms, and more. In a nutshell, the new hardware IP accelerates texture mapping and alpha blending. Offloading these computations to a Neochrome GPU vastly increases the number of frames per second. Microcontrollers like the STM32U5 can thus run complex interfaces previously out of reach. A few SD customers successfully completed product development on it. Additionally, we ensured to provide support for the Neochrome GPU starting with TouchGFX 4.19.1. From ChromArt to Neochrome GPU. What are ChromArt and Neochrome GPU? Readers familiar with SD technologies can guess that Neochrome GPU is the next evolution of ChromArt. The latter is a 2D accelerator, DME2D, embedded inside several STM32 microcontrollers that optimizes memory access to manipulate images faster. Many tools and products from SD partners use it, such as Storyboard from Crank, Microvisor from Twilio, or interfaces from SideControl, a TouchGFX implementer, to only name three. Comparatively, Neochrome GPU draws from the same philosophy while offering a greater scope of optimizations. Thanks to texture mapping with bilinear and point sampling, the new technology provides new drawing acceleration and supports animations. Hence, what used to require a desktop PC GPU card can now run on a microcontroller. How does Neochrome GPU integrate into the TouchGFX ecosystem? Historically, ChromArt represented one of ST's first forays into graphical optimizations. Since then, we acquired TouchGFX and built an entire ecosystem with TouchGFX Designer, Simulator, and Generator. As a result, ST is integrating Neochrome GPU into these tools right from the start. TouchGFX Designer contains demos showing a smooth animation running at 60 frames per second on a circular display. More importantly, it shows the impact on the frame rate when Neochrome GPU is off to help decision makers grasp its importance. Similarly, the texture mapping widget will automatically use the GPU if the MCU supports it. Hence, the immediate integration of the new IP within TouchGFX serves as a witness to ST's cohesive ecosystem instead of a simple feature list. From Neochrome GPU to real-world performance. What are the challenges to graphical performances? There exist two main challenges to graphical performances: an instructions per clock limitation and a memory issue. The first one often follows architectural innovations. Microcontrollers have ALU and FPU restrictions due to their size and low power consumption, but improvements in manufacturing processes allow for more transistors capable of handling more operations. Neochrome GPU follows such trends with a hardware IP accelerating more types of graphical calculations. The second challenge is trickier, but all the more critical, because memory will always remain a scarce resource. While the STM32U599 will come with 2.5 megabytes of internal RAM capable of storing two frame buffers, many embedded systems need external RAM. The problem is that it comes with significant performance penalties. What are unique STM32 implementations? To solve this second challenge, Neochrome GPU comes with hardware optimizations specific to STM32 microcontrollers. For instance, the STM32U5 relies on either an 8-bit octal serial peripheral interface, OSPI, or a 16-bit high-speed interface, HSPI, at 200 MHz to external memory modules to hasten fetching operations to the L2 cache. Similarly, the L1 cache can directly access two 832 kilobytes frame buffers in the internal RAM. As a result, tessellation is significantly faster thanks to quick access to all the data necessary to render the image in real time. Put simply, our engineers optimized performance by working on reducing the time it takes to access textures and other assets, ultimately accelerating rendering by up to 6 times. What's next? The first industry feedback around Neochrome GPU has been very positive. While many microcontroller makers have similar IPs to accelerate graphical computations, the specific STM32 optimizations and the TouchGFX ecosystem led many early alpha testers to adopt Neochrome GPU instead of competing solutions. The new technology is already supported within TouchGFX 4.19, and a few alpha customers have already worked on production-ready UIs using an upcoming STM32 U599 development kit. SD will also include Neochrome GPU in other upcoming microcontrollers, and will update this blog post as they become public. To learn more about Neochrome GPU, to start a UI that will take advantage of Neochrome GPU, or to check all the other major features of the TouchGFX framework, check out blog.sd.com. Thank you.